News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or Star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday.
That was a good one.
Thank you. It is Saturday. It's not quite my Walter Winchell voice. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the chips in PC. It is Saturday, the 21st of February, Anno Domini 2004, and you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Placilla.
And I'm Rob Plinton.
And yes, that was Mr. Tony Placilla, our Linux and Unix guru. I don't know what I meant by
that. How about a guru?
A perfect example of creature feep.
And I think I better shut my mouth for a couple minutes, and we'll get on with the news. I think we'll start with Dave.
Okay, there's a... Gee. No, this is getting like to be boring.
Is it boring?
Well, I mean, week after week, you know, I feel like we just keep repeating ourselves. But we got to warn people because there is another bad virus out there. It's called NetSky. Right now, as a matter of fact, Symantec really classifies this as a Category 4, which is their second highest level, whereas Network Associates, which makes McAfee, only rates it as a medium threat. But basically, it's, again, another massive emailing with program.
Well, but they only have three levels, low, medium, high.
Yeah.
So pretty much basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's semi-big.
But this one literally comes in as a zip file once you unzip it, if you're dumb enough to do that, since you usually get them from folks and you weren't expecting something, you know, and they go ahead and open it anyways, it infects the machine. The thing on this one, though, is it will then, if you're on a network or have multiple drives, it will literally scan your whole machine for any drives from letter C to Z. And if it finds any folders that say share or sharing, so if you're doing any of this sharing, say, particular music programs or anything else, it will then put itself in that folder and any attachments coming out of that folder. So if you attach, say, a song to pass on to somebody else or some other file that might be in a shared folder and send that to somebody, well, the attachment will have another attachment, and that says this virus that tags along with it, and then that person can get infected. So, again, you know, update. And speaking of this, we've always talked about backing up. I found another neat product. It's called Nova Backup. And the nice thing about this program is you can schedule it to do backups. It'll do it to hard drives, it'll do it to tapes. But the other great feature is it will also burn it to CDRs, or DVD, plus or minus format.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's a great way that if you're looking for another permanent way to back up stuff to, like, DVDs or that. Man, I think they're going to last a lot longer than tapes will, because tapes, you know, after 3-4 months constantly using them, they can snap, break, or whatever. And being able to, do over 6 gig to a DVD drive, that'll take most the average person's computer and handle it no problem. So,
and particularly if you're the sort of person who only back up your machine when you change something major. But most of the time, you're backing up your documents.
Documents
they'll easily fit on, for most people, they'll fit on a CD.
Oh, a CD and CDR. Still have room to spare.
Sure.
So, you know, it's a product well worth checking
Nova
into.
Nova Backup.
Nova Backup. We'll put a link up there shortly.
We be Steve.
Yes.
Well, but first he's going to do what?
I would have had my laptop here, but I, you know, it's one of those things. You're working late at night, and I was trying to get some things done. And I messed up my laptop. Well, my wife's laptop, I should say.
And now it's bad.
Yeah.
Your laptop, big deal.
No,
it later.
I just say the heck with it. But,
and she let you out of the house?
Well, her hard drive's still good on that part.
Oh, right. Because you had a separate hard drive.
Yeah,
that's right. Oops, someone from Buffalo just
she doesn't care about that. You know, if it's my hard drive, oh, well, too bad. I guess you don't have a laptop today. And I had it all set and ready to go. And I don't know. I got to play around with it tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. We know what you're doing tonight.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yes, Nick.
News, Steve. News.
News.
Well, I didn't want you to tell us what you thought Dave was going to be doing tonight, because I think we've already done that.
Or what he's not going to be doing tonight. Yes, on the Apple World.
I go home now.
The iPod Mini has finally reached most stores. Apple allocated us one.
One? What color?
Spirit?
Silver.
Okay.
So, yeah, apparently. So the five-color Apple Minis are now available in stores. About the size of a business card, they're marketed at people who have typically been using the flash players. A 256-meg flash player is about $200 to $250. The new iPod Mini is using a one-inch micro drive from Toshiba that will store up to 4,000 songs on a 1,000 songs on a 4-gigabyte hard drive. So it's a hard drive-based, but the size of a flash player, so you can have an incredible number of songs on it, and available in five stylish pastel Easter-ish colors. So.
What's the price tag?
I have to interrupt for a moment. We mentioned, we're experimenting with streaming over the web, and we have one Rochester, one Buffalo person, and somebody from Weehawken, New Jersey. I wonder who that might be.
Weehawken.
Couldn't possibly be Moody down in New Jersey.
Most likely.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
So at 3.6 ounces, it's smaller than a cell phone, and as I said, about the size of a business card. It's $250 to get you 1,000 songs in this very tiny package. Some of the criticism it's getting is from the traditional iPod owners. So for $300, you can get a 15-gig iPod instead of the 4-gig. But it's physically bigger, and a lot of people are liking the physically small size, and that's the market Apple is pushing for this time.
It'd be interesting to see who wins.
And it's one of the reviewers was pointing out, when the iPod first came out, it was $500 for a 5-gig model. So now we're down to half the price for the same almost the same capacity. And the original iPod was a huge seller. So there's a big market out there for people who want to store a lot of files.
What'll be really interesting is to see what the price point break is. Is $250 a price point break, or will people spend the extra $50 for the bigger model?
Right, and that's sort of what some of the press has been saying. For $200, you get a 256 meg flash drive. For $250, you get this 4-gig drive. Or for $300, you get the 15-gig drive. So there's markets there for
right.
each audience.
Be interesting to see. Dr. Placilla, sir.
Well, it was bound to happen. We were all talking about all the different viruses that have been floating around and taking over the machine and things. No, it's better than that. German IT magazine, CP, which is kind of similar to probably like Wired, I would guess, has discovered, with some help from some college CIS students, that the virus writers are taking the IP addresses of the machines that they have taken over and selling them to spammers. Selling them to spammers. There is more details on Hesse's site online in English, but basically they found somebody in Great Britain, a woman in Great Britain, 19 year old, doing that, and turned over to Scotland Yard, and they've already arrested about 30.
Nice.
So the target, like the latest My Doom, everybody said they was going to target Microsoft for denial of service, to target SCO. No, that was just window dressing. It was to take over machines to,
sell it to spam.
Distributed spam.
Yep.
That's absolutely untraceable. Like, we knew that was going to happen.
See, but now they have to come out into the open, because they have to sell it, which means they have to get money, which means now they can be found, traced, and prosecuted with extreme prejudice to the full extent of the law.
I'm in favor of a glass and plus the clue back myself. But,
I'm in favor of a rusty grapefruit spoon and no Novocaine.
Oh, there you go. 353,000 spams at the Mail Gateway last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Separate individual instances. Yeah, that was fun. Another interesting article, this just proves that there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. The world's safest operating system. There's this Great Britain-based security firm. They analyzed about 17,000 successful digital attacks against servers and networks, and the results were a bit surprising. The BSD operating systems, the FreeBSDs, NetBSD, and Mac OS X, proved to be least likely successfully cracked.
That's not that surprising.
But the Linux machines were supposed to be the most vulnerable.
That is surprising.
However, here's where those lies and damn lies were statistics. Those were only targeted attacks. They discounted everything for worms.
Ah!
And so viruses and worms were discounted. Only somebody actually targeting manually a machine was treated as that. So if you put those back in, the numbers actually kind of reverse themselves.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Yeah. So, you know,
well,
don't believe
PSP
everything
and,
you read.
And Mac would still be the most secure, but the Windows and Linux
would
reverse
themselves. Any computer can be.
Of course
you just don't hook it up to the internet.
Yeah.
And the other thing is how quickly the open source community fixes holes.
Yeah. Or because the design of the operating system, too.
Right. But also, you know, there are 10,000, 20,000 eyes looking at every line of source code in the Linux world, and so fixes come out fast.
Yeah, and you know, my firewall runs OpenBSD.
Right.
I give my IP address, you can have at it.
Yeah, go for
I'll
it.
I'll give you the root password, you can have
right,
at it.
Right.
You know,
we have people whacking at our mail server at RIT is BSD, and people whack at it all day long, and I don't even care.
No.
You knock yourself out.
No, I you know, one of my bright boys has said, here's my firewall, here's the root password. You can't get in. I'll bet you your paycheck you can't get in.
And if they do, you hire them.
I'm sure you've heard that some of the source code for Windows NT and Windows 2000 hit the net this week.
I can't look at that.
I know. Hit the net this week. We've already seen one exploit come out of that. They're backtracking it, see how it got out and who it got sent from and blah, 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 blah. There's a bunch of interesting things in the code, in particular in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
The comments from programmers about other programmers and about their own compiler are particularly interesting.
Very interesting.
I wouldn't show them to anyone under 18 or perhaps 21.
Yeah, that's the typical Unix guys. You know, grep the source code for certain dirty words.
Did that. Got them on did that. Yeah.
I like the ones about should have bought a Mac.
Yeah, there are a couple of those. And my favorite one is, this is broken, I'll fix it if anyone cares.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Anyone notices.
That was my favorite. We'll be back with the rest of that news and a whole bunch more stuff, including your phone calls, in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAF.
When they're broken in, they don't break the bank. I'm talking about the special shipment of 40. That's right, 40 2003 Buick Century factory rental returns that have just arrived at Dorshall Used Cars on West Henrietta Road. These Centuries have everything you want, beginning with price. This time last year, these cars listed for over $22,000. Today, you can own one for half of that, starting at just $10,995. That's $10,995 plus tax and license. All are fully equipped with V6 automatic air, power windows and locks, stereo with cassette and more. They all have between 23 and 28,000 miles and are covered by Buick for the balance of the original warranty. And they all come with the Dorshall 3-day, 300-mile, no-risk satisfaction guarantee. Buy it. Drive it. You don't like it? Dorshall will buy it back. Buick quality for 50% of the original sticker, factory warranties, and Dorshall's no-risk satisfaction guarantee. Get everything you always wanted in a Century for less at Dorshall Used Cars, West Henrietta Road, next to Southtown Plaza.
Imagine if furniture was built just for you, designed by you. At Bassett, they can help you create the home of your dreams, room by room, that reflects your style, not theirs. They can offer custom furniture without the customary wait. They can even help you design that special room free of charge with their design experts. Visit this weekend for Bassett's President's Day sale. Now is the time to save on beautiful furniture that is just as individual as you are. Plus, take advantage of their no interest and no payments until 2005. Flexible financing, free design help, and fast delivery. Bassett, you've never bought furniture like this before.
Saturday night, the Amerks need a win against host interstate rival Albany. Coverage of the Amerks and Rats begins at 7:05 Saturday night on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone.
dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there. He's right. It is with Nick Francesco, but it's also with
Dave Enright,
Steve Ray,
Tony Pulsillo,
and Rob Linton.
All of, was your mic even on for that?
It was on. I'm a little quiet today. Got a little sore throat, actually.
He's a little quiet. Apparently, he's out partying, celebrating something.
These younger kids, you know.
Celebrating Friday night.
Yeah, isn't Mardi Gras coming up?
Mardi Gras is tonight, so I'm resting up for that. So yeah.
Well, Mardi Gras actually
Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Well, Mardi Gras out tonight. It's tonight.
Right.
All up in the anyway.
Right.
Okay.
Before we're gonna get to phones real quick, so hang on if you're there.
What's
we'll
really bad is seeing my daughter's collection of beads.
I don't even want to know. But like I said, the Microsoft source code got out on the net. The Windows 2000 and NT source code got out on the net. However, of course, that's all the basis for XP and other things, too. And it's not all the source code. It's somewhere between, 5 and 15%, depending on who you listen to. So it isn't all of it, but there is already an exploit out there that only hits IE5. And if you're on IE5, it's time to get off it, folks. Yeah. And what happens is it sends you a bad image, and that image then lets them put code into the middle of the thing. Speaking of which, Microsoft is a little bit upset that their code got out, and rightly so, I think. You know, I have to be honest about that. And they're going to be suing people under copyright law when they catch them. So I would suggest that if you own a copy, you destroy it. And not mess about with it. That would probably be best. Microsoft takes these issues very seriously, and they will pursue legal action against individuals who take part in the proliferation of their source code.
And it's interesting. I would like to, from an educational exercise, take a look at the Microsoft source code just to see, to see the coding styles. Because you've heard me rant about what I think about their coding styles from what I know, but I can't.
Right.
I can't look at Microsoft source code because I would be what is known as tainted.
Right.
I would never be able to work on any open source project again.
Right. That's exactly right.
That was one of the threads going around the net, is that Microsoft did this purposefully, so now they can better sue people by saying, oh, you must have seen our code.
That's true, because how can you prove you didn't see the code?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, especially if you implement something that looks like their style. I mean, there's only really, realistically, only a couple of different ways you can write a memory allocation in a C
right.
program, this is what SCO.
Well, and that's
but
right.
But if you look at the TCP/IP stack implementation or something like that,
right,
you're done.
Right, right. So anybody who ever thinks they might want to write code ever,
yeah, ever,
literally, don't look at the Windows source code.
Mm-mm.
Even if you have it on your hard drive and then erase it, it's pretty likely they'll be able to resurrect it if they need to. Okay, what? Okay, I apologize. We're going to take another quick break, but we will come back to your phone calls. Please be patient. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Pulsillo, Rob, that was never 5 minutes just now, Linton, and Mr. Francesco at Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
There are definite rites of passage in a woman's life. Her first pedigree pooch.
Extraordinary and expensive.
Her first tennis bracelet.
Extraordinary and very expensive.
And Messner carpeting.
Extraordinary flooring, but at an ordinary price.
Yes, Messner does have extraordinary carpets, rugs, and flooring, but at ordinary prices. You'll love the extraordinary service, too. Just like customer Carol Basner from Penfield.
What they did is they came to my house and helped me pick out rugs while they were in my house. I just felt totally comfortable with the quality I was getting from Messner's, the service that was behind it, and the price that I was given.
Save up to half price on everything in the store at Messner. It's the store-wide winter sale with up to 50% off everything now at Messner Carpet Rugs and Flooring, 19 Monroe Avenue in Pittsburgh. Extraordinary flooring, ordinary prices.
The Weekend, powered by Patrick GMC.
The extreme cold weather we've had this winter, along with natural gas supply prices that are dramatically higher than in the past, mean higher energy bills for all of us. It's important for you to know that RG&E has no control over the market price of the natural gas we buy for you, and we make no profit on this portion of the service we provide. At the same time, we certainly understand how frustrating higher energy bills can be. Here are a few things to keep in mind, things that might ease your frustration as the winter season progresses. First, check out RGE.com and read our bill inserts for important information on using energy wisely. Some simple steps can go a long way towards saving you money. Second, sign up for our budget billing program. This will enable you to spread your energy costs out evenly over the year. And third, if you're having trouble paying your RG&E bills, contact us. The sooner you do, the sooner we can work on a solution together. RG&E, always at your service.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm David.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Pasula.
And I'm Rob Linton. And now we're going to get to your calls. I want to hasten to say that Rob did not on purpose put two commercial breaks within 5 minutes of each other. That's done by the traffic people who needed to do whatever they needed to do. And so, wait, what are you going to fire me? I don't care. And so,
next time, let me say that.
Okay. It happens. Stuff happens.
What's all the commercials they couldn't play during the basketball game?
Right. So that's okay. We'll finish out this hour, and next hour will be perfect. Not a problem. We're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Bill from Honey, like anybody's listening. Honey I Falls, Honey I or Honey I Falls, Bill? 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 You have to punch a button there. Hi, Bill. Are you there?
Yeah, it's Honey I.
It's just Honey I. Okay, all what right. Do you got to say, Bill?
Well, you guys need to save my marriage, I think.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Deep trouble here.
What'd you do?
Well, I didn't do anything.
What didn't you do?
What I didn't do is what my wife wanted me to do.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Hold on to your seats.
Is she listening?
No, she's on the road right now.
Okay, that way we can make up a good story.
But she might be listening.
Yeah, what's up?
Got ME, so hang on to your seats. But the good thing about ME is I don't get any viruses. Anyway, we were really slow over the last couple of weeks with response times on the Internet. We do mostly Internet, like eBay and
right.
Genealogical stuff and odds and ends. I've got Stinger, I've got SpyBot, got Adaware, run them at least once a week.
And updating them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And things are quite a bit faster now, but she linked on to something called PC Doctor On Call.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And this wonderful thing is listed out like 150 items that either are severe or high, medium, or low consequence.
All right, when you want to install a program, okay, if you put a piece of software on, you take something off and put it back on or, just leave it off, even though the great remove program says it removes things, it does for the most part, so you can't see it.
Right.
But so much is left behind. If you were to take a search, say do an uninstall McAfee and then do a search on the registry without, deleting anything, of all the incidences of McAfee, you get carpal tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
Going through all the registry and the entries for it, even though it's uninstalled. So what this PC Doctor is probably doing is sort of like a RegClean program. And it looks for any links to programs that are no longer there, the basis of them, because usually that gets deleted, the executables.
Okay, you're right.
But the DLLs and quite sometimes other files still linger around and take up space on your machine.
Okay.
So that's probably what this program is doing.
Okay, this one's
although
really...
I have to say, none of us have ever heard of this program, I don't know what we're looking at.
I have, and it's not very good. I'd stick with what we recommend with on our...
Most of those things are just so over-aggressive that when you click delete, stuff you want won't work anymore.
Well, we defragged, and everything got a lot faster.
There you go.
Hold on. I want to just make a couple more recommendations after we come out of this break, if you
okay.
will.
All right. Thanks. We're going to take another break and probably the news. And then we'll be back after that with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Isn't it time a car dealership offered you more when purchasing a used vehicle? Isn't it time you received a guarantee that really meant something?
No more hassles.
No more risks.
No more worries.
With an engine for life guarantee.
Available now at the John Holtz dealerships. At John Holtz Audi, John Holtz BMW, John Holtz Honda, John Holtz Mazda, and John Holtz Acura, our used vehicles come with an engine for life guarantee. John Holtz has taken the guesswork out of buying a used car, truck, van, or SUV. All you do is relax, knowing that the engine in the vehicle you purchased is guaranteed for as long as you own it. John Holtz Audi, BMW, Honda, Mazda, and John Holtz Acura, working hard to earn your business every day. And now, with an engine for life guarantee, visit us on West Henrietta Road or at www.johnholtz.com. Some restrictions apply. See your salesperson for details.
Rochester's most listened to morning show. It's the Wham Morning News with Beth and Jeff.
I'm going to just quote a little bit from the interview earlier.
We'll quote the good part. Oh, there are none. Okay.
Yeah, really.
The experience of news anchor Bill Lau.
Getting anywhere, a bit of a challenge this morning thanks to the first workday snowfall of the season.
Meteorologist Kevin Williams.
That man is humbling. Henrietta Pittsford.
Health nutritionist Liz Bonus.
Hey, I have something we're going to test your energy cues today.
Brad Davies on sports.
Drew Bledsoe status is still uncertain for this weekend.
Always number one, year after year. The Wham Morning News.
All right, class.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Placilla.
And I'm Bob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Back to the phone shortly, but first, we're going to take a quick look at the website and the polls. This week, last week's poll, Dave, our very own, world famous and talented and lovely Dave Enright, sent me, you don't even remember sending me this?
I've sent you a few.
Sent me this one about email clients. We had 540 people answer the poll, which puts it number three on the all-time hit list. I want to thank each and every one of you individually, but I can't, so I'll just say thanks. And the question was, what's your email client?
Yeah, but you still won in the Christmas poll.
I get away from
Rob,
me.
Steve, and me.
Yep,
he still beat any two of us, combined. The number of votes that we got combined, you still won.
Right? I'm never going to live that down.
Is it right or is it not?
Okay.
And Andy, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I rest my case.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
Are you happy?
For
people
right
would
now,
rather make fun of me than make fun of the two of you, and that's a good thing? Okay.
I'll get back to you on that.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know how I am staying the heck away from this one.
Yeah, I know. He's not even looking in our direction now.
But that's why we've stayed together over 15 years.
Now. That's exactly right, because we get as far away from each other as we can. That's exactly right. The question was, what's my email client? And the winner with 46% of the vote is Outlook and Outlook Express. You're the
Are
people sending out all those viruses. Followed by Mozilla and Netscape at 16%. Followed by Other at 11%. Followed by Eudora. Then web-based email. Thunderbird, a great email program. Yeah. Evolution, another great one. Entourage had 4 votes. And Mutt, Pine, and all the other text-based ones. Tony and 3 of his friends tied with the Entourage people. 4 votes apiece. Yeah, 540 votes. I'm absolutely delighted. Thank you all. This week's poll, the My Doom virus has been out for a while now. The F variation, that is to say the 6th, I guess that would be really the 7th version.
Yep.
There's My Doom, then My Doom A, B, C, so it's really the 7th version of My Doom, the MyDoom.F virus, is targeting the RIAA. the Recording Industry Association of America and Microsoft, actually. And it's supposed to, you know, once it gets in your machine, it starts bombarding them, trying to take them down with a denial of services attack.
And broadcast your IP address back to the virus writer so they can sell them to spam.
So they can sell them to spam. And the question is, of course, MyDoom.app virus targets the RIAA. The choices are Yippee, Tisk, and oh, do I have an opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so far, we have 90 votes in, and of those 90 votes, we've got 15 people who had an opinion. So far, Yippee actually appears to be winning. 48% to 28%. 20% is, oh, do I have an opinion on this? But only 24% of you said Tisk so far. So please vote, and when you're done with your vote, underneath the poll, you'll see a yellow box. You can stop over at my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And give us your opinion on the poll. We've got about 15 people who've given their opinion so far. Shockingly, some of them actually have to do a little bit with the question at hand. That's rarer than it should be at times, but we'd love to hear a lot more about what you have to say on our poll. And, of course, please join us in the forums where most of the fun stuff happens. And sound bites. We have some great people. And now my course is just about over. I had to finish up on my course Monday night for my first. I finally decided it's time to get my master's degree. I didn't really want to wait till the last minute. So I'm finally getting my master's degree.
Before Amelia has hers.
Yeah. I've been in the industry since 75, and I've taught courses, and I've done all kinds of other stuff. But, you know, the more stuff I teach, the more I realize I'm not qualified to do it in terms of that piece of paper, since I only have a bachelor's degree in theater. So it is finally time for me to get that master's degree in some sort of information technology-related field. I've started that, and that's consequently why I have not been on the boards much on either Ask Nick or Sound Bites or the Cobalt Club or any place else. Because that first quarter,
you have a life.
I have a life.
Well, and you're actually trying to get a life. I mean, that plus a family and doing, you know, work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I came to a realization. I was really obsessing about this thing because I'm a perfectionist. I want to get A's. I want to get a straight A's. And I'm capable of.
Yeah.
But I came to a realization as I was getting all, you know, clenched stomach about the first test that came along. My number one job is providing for my family.
Yep.
All else is insignificant.
Everything else pales to insignificance beside that. So
militantly unconcerned about everything else.
Exactly. And that calmed me right down. Now, so far, thank God, I we'll see what the rest of the course gives, but so far I am maintaining an A average. But I'm concerned about passing. I'd like to get a good grade, but I'm not going to obsess about it.
That's the small stuff, and you don't sweat.
That's exactly right.
I have to wonder what your teachers are thinking. Oh my goodness, Nick is in my class.
So far it's been very nice. I've enjoyed.
Are you older than most of your teachers?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I was thinking about this the first test I took. That the last time I took a test, the vast majority of my classmates had not yet been born. That included the teacher. Not only am I older than the teacher, I left school before they were born. It's a sobering thought. All right, we're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going
to finish.
Oh, yeah, we've got to finish talking to Bill about. Is Bill from Honey, I still on the line?
Yeah. Yep. He's incredible, hey, Bill. You're the most patient person I've ever met.
One of the other things to help save your marriage is, what type of machine do you have?
It's a Dell.
Dell Pentium 3?
Yeah, it's about 3-4 years old. I don't remember.
All right. One of the other things that you can do, and it'll help performance and everything else, is if you've got at least a Pentium 3, say 400 megahertz or faster, put some additional memory in it and do the Windows XP upgrade.
Yeah, I've got a Dell Dimension.
That would make things run a lot smoother, a lot cleaner, and then when we have the big party, you can bring your old ME disc, and I'm going to come up with some type of contest, throwing contest or skeet shooting, something
like that.
Yeah,
contest.
For
that
all the good. ME, or throwing contest. See how far they can go.
We did that one year at the Cider.
There's actually a good use. I have actually found this one single good use for Windows ME discs, right along there with AOL discs. You hang them in your fruit trees in your garden to scare away the birds.
Perfect.
Okay.
Very
no,
nice.
No more wall art, and Jerry Stiller comes over into your house?
Yeah, right. So,
can I ask a loaded question?
I don't know. Can you?
Well, yes, I can.
Okay.
Apparently, this PC doctor gives you a list of files that something's looking for that's not there anymore.
The thing, Bill, though, is I would highly suggest taking that PC doctor off and do not use it.
Okay.
It's not for the average user. That's why I say if you stick to the recommendations that we have on our website, and Nick's that created the Security Tango, follow those instructions, stick with those programs, you won't get yourself in trouble. They're safe enough that, you know, you won't delete something, and then all of a sudden the whole computer doesn't work.
Okay, well, I thought the
defrag
did that.
That PC one, you can eliminate things, and things can go wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, and as we've mentioned in the past, defrag almost isn't necessary anymore because the computers are so fast you may not notice a few extra milliseconds until your drive gets really, 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 really deep and fragmented.
And you got to be moving a lot of stuff on and off the computer.
If you're frequently, you know, copying huge files on and off and on and off and on and off, then you can end up with some serious fragmentation.
Well, we've got
the average user once a year is probably more than enough.
We've got a 10-gig drive, and it's probably about half full.
That's tiny by today's standards.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
So you can get that in an iPod
take
now.
That program off, just stick to Spy.
That's
Spy
the small iPod they don't make anymore.
All right.
Well, as theatrical IT marriage counselors, you guys are all right.
Thank you so much. That's what we like to hear. If it's we're jack of all trades, masters of none, although I'll soon have a master's, I hope. Our next caller, Jack from Canandaigua, New York. Welcome, Jack. What's your question?
Yeah, I've been getting an illegal operation in Word. And I think I found out what the problem was. I was over at Macros, and an auto close is over there in a Macro. I can't delete it. It won't let me delete it. I even step into it. Any suggestions?
Are you running an antivirus program?
Oh, yeah.
Because there used to be a ton of Word viruses that would attack Macros.
And one of the ways you can delete all of your macros, you know, it would delete any ones that you may have written yourself, is find the normal.dot file in the Office folder
and delete it.
And delete that. And then the next time you launch any of the Office programs or Word itself, it makes a new normal.dot. Then go back down to the desktop and lock that file so that no virus can attach itself again.
Or what version of Windows you running?
98.
All right, what you want to do is do a search where the normal DOT is. Okay. Say it's in Windows / whatever it is. Write that extension down. Find out where it is.
All right.
Then, if you go out to the DOS prompt, delete the normal.dot. And like Steve said, recreate it. But once you recreate it, go back out to the DOS prompt where that is. And what you can do is you can sit there and type in that folder a trib, that's A-T-T-R-I-B, space, plus R, space, normal.dot. What that makes it is read-only.
You can also do that on the file properties in the Windows desktop.
Will it still let you do it there?
I think so.
I wasn't sure.
That is an attributes panel.
Yeah. But you got to make
properties.
It read-only.
You right-click on it, right.
It's been so long since I've had to do that.
Right.
You make it read-only, and then if a virus does try to attack you, it can't add anything to that normal. What happens is that normal.dot is all your default macros and settings
macros
and whatnot.
And everything else.
So every time you open a document, it loads normal.dot and infects that document, which is one of the ways the viruses propagate through macro files.
Okay, I basically haven't used any macros in Word at all. I have.
No, it comes through as a virus. Okay. And what it does is it attacks the normal.dot and it creates a macro.
Gotcha.
So it's likely that you got it, now you've gotten rid of it, but it's still in the
macro.
Normal.dot, and so if you get rid of that, and it'll get recreated and you'll be clean.
Okay. If once I get rid of it over in DOS, how do I get my normal.dot?
Once you start up Word, it creates it automatically.
If it can't find it, it'll create it.
And then do a search on it again, like Steve said, and right-click on it, and you can make it, there's a box there you can check to say read-only.
Good.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Mike from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Hi. How are you?
I have three questions that may be related. my computer was running fine until I went on the internet. Now, every time the Windows finish running, I receive a box that says SV Ghost has generated an error and it will be shut down. Also, the Office documents, I cannot copy and paste anymore on it.
I take it you have Norton on there for your antivirus?
That's my third question. I just purchased McAfee, and when I put the CD for installations, then I choose a country. The box says they're preparing for installation, then it disappears. Nothing happens.
I'm afraid you might have a virus already on that machine.
Uh-huh. And several viruses prevent an antivirus from working.
Yeah, you might want to go to our website.
Okay.
And download Stinger.
Okay.
Adware and SpyBot.
You want to go to our website and find the Security Tango, which is listed on the front page. That leads you to the
correct. Yeah, I'm sorry. And download those three programs. Once you go to the Security Tango, you want Adware, SpyBot, and Adware.
Adware, SpyBot,
and Stinger.
And Stinger.
Those three programs.
Do it in the order they're listed. Stinger first.
Stinger first, okay.
And on both the SpyBot and Adware, before you run the programs, click on it and say there's a space in both of those programs that you can say check for updates.
Okay.
Both of them have updates. So do the updates and then run the program.
Yeah, Stinger is always the most updated version on their website.
And they update it every couple of days, so it almost doesn't matter to keep a copy for yourself.
Right, you should always download it before you run it.
Hopefully that would take care of the problem.
It'd take care of all the problems
that you're
having. I guarantee
it. Then you'll be able to, because most likely you've got the Klez virus on there, and that's preventing you from installing or erasing any old antivirus program.
Okie doke, Mike, we got to run. Try that. Let us know if it works. Or excuse me, let us know when it works, because we're sure it will.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, and Meenik Francesco, and all of you on the best computer show ever, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, it's WHAM's health and medical reporter, Liz Bonus. And, you know, it's cold out now, but pretty soon spring will be here. You'll be wanting to wear that swimsuit once again, and you need a little help shedding some pounds? Don't forget, join us 8:15 a.m. with Chet and Beth, and pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, sponsored by Pinnacle Printers, available at Q, the Medical Spa at Lindsay House, 973 East Avenue, and at Plaza Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation, Stone Ridge Plaza, Greece, Whipple Lane, Irondequoit, and online at plazaptmed.cc.
Attention, all used car buyers. Hatrick's President's Day sale is on, and nothing will be held back. This is Rochester's premier automotive destination. See hundreds of Patrick pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, all backed by Patrick's exclusive Platinum Plus certificate that no other dealer offers. You want a nice car? We got them. Want a pickup? We got those too. Want an SUV? No problem. See descriptions and pictures of every one of them at patrickautodeals.com. Now, let's talk money. Every Patrick used car and truck will have tags right on the windshield, all slashed to rock-bottom pricing.
We sell excitement.
We're out to move a lot of cars, Rochester. You've got today till the end of the month. If you want to save a lot of money, now's the time. Patrick's Used Car and Truck Center, West Henrietta Road next to Marketplace Mall. We're even staying open every single day till the end of the month, including Sundays, noon till 4.
We sell excitement.
Patrick's President's Day sale is on.
Dear Bill, it's me, your garden gnome. You won't believe it, I've been pilfered and taken all over the place. Last week it was the Caribbean. This week, a ski resort. The snow's as fluffy as a bunny's derriere. Bill, I'm a little ski bum. Of course, I've had the occasional tumble, front first in the snow. I'm told this is called a face plant. How great. My room is quite splendid and huge. I feel like a naughty rock star. Naughty and saucy. Well, ta-ta! Your obedient ornament, the roaming gnome.
Create a Travelocity Total Trip Ski Vacation. Book your flight plus hotel together and save. No fuss, no bother, no surprises.
Book with Travelocity. Don't forget your hat.
Call 1-888-TRAVELOCITY, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel.
See site for details.
Don't Do It delivers the weekend.
Don't miss the first annual Rochester RV and Camping Show this Thursday, February 19th through the 22nd at the Total Sports Experience. Get incredible deals from one of Western New York's best RV dealers, Colton RV, with over 150 units on display. See the new line of trucks and SUVs from the Doan Automotive Group, the new Kubota RTV from Admar Supply. Meet reps from the Cat's Pass Ferry and the all-new Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack. Talk with New York's finest campground owners. Register to win getaway weekends and a $500 camping kit from Gander Mountain. February 19th through the 22nd at the Total Sports Experience. Log on to wham1180.com for more.
Wow, it's Rush Limbaugh.
Connecting with the American people. One-on-one.
Weekdays, 2 till 5, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Where? No, I missed him again. Somewhere. Who knows? Well, for the rest of the day, I'll be Nick Francesco.
I'll be Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Placillo.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this is indeed Soundbites. Our next caller is Larry, coming all the way to us from lovely SOTUS, New York. Welcome, Larry. What's your question?
Yep, welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You guys make my week, I'll tell you.
Thank you. You need to get out more, Larry.
I know. I think I got a good one here for you.
Okay. We'll be the
judge
of that.
How about Backdoor Ranky?
Backdoor Ranky. What, you've got it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I inherited his computer from my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And... Well, I'm going into working on computers a little bit.
Yeah.
Spare time, and I haven't really messed around it. But my grandson, he's 18 years old, and you can imagine where he went with it.
Uh-huh.
So This is the one virus I cannot get out of it. Technically, it's a Trojan.
Yeah.
And it's what they call a proxy server.
Yep, it is.
And I've done everything.
Have you gone to the McAfee website? They usually have step-by-step instructions for manually...
Right. I did what Norton said also. And I went into the registry like they told me.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Is your network still hooked up, though, while you're trying to do this?
Well, I put a firewall in so I couldn't go out.
No. Yeah. I mean, is it hooked up to other computers?
Only my server.
Still.
Yeah.
It could be reinfecting itself.
Yeah.
I put a firewall in so I couldn't get out.
No. Between your machine and the server, it could be going back and forth.
And also don't forget, most personal firewalls that are used nowadays do nothing for preventing stuff going out.
Well, this one wants to know if I want to let it out, and I tell
you. Are you using Zone Alarm?
Yep.
Zone Alarm has a big hole in it. Update Zone Alarm.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Well,
anyway.
I downloaded their trial version because I've tried McAfee Firewall, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Definitely update. Zone Alarm has a free version. Update
that's
the free
what
version.
I'm running right now.
Update the free version. Make sure you've got the latest and greatest.
Right.
Have you tried Stinger?
Yes, I've tried yours, everything, and I even tried CW Shredder.
What I would recommend is shut down your network.
Mm-hmm.
Unplug the hub and the router.
Right.
Or whatever.
Well, I haven't got a router. It's just a straight dial.
You go over to your server, do the manual uninstall of it just to verify that it's not there. And then go to your work machine and verify that it's away from there.
Right.
Because, see, what a lot of these viruses are going to do, it can be hiding over in your server somewhere else, and the minute you get it cleaned up on your PC, the minute you start it back up, it looks that virus will sit there and look for another drive coming back up. Oh, boom, reinfect it.
And, Larry, is your server also connected to the Internet?
Yeah. It's.
And it has its own firewall on it?
I don't know. It's out of Syracuse, U.S. State Internet.
Oh, so the server is on the Internet somewhere.
Right.
And it's your personal server.
Yeah, it's the one I pay for.
Right.
Co-hosted web server.
Right.
That would probably.
And
be.
Actually, they won't even let my email go out. See, I got two computers here. I have one I use for working on the other computers, and another computer I just go out and surf, whatever.
Right.
But the other computer, it doesn't bother.
Well, shut them all down and check them both.
I did.
At your house for any of those viruses.
Yeah, get them off the net. Get them off the net and clean them that way. And
well, the other one is clean.
All right, well, take
verify.
That one off the net.
Yeah, I already did. I did it last night. It's only this one stupid computer. It seems to draw it.
How interesting. We'll think about this. We're going to take a quick break back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, me and Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
WHAM, the 2004 vote.
Congressman Dick Gephardt dropped out of the Democratic race for president today.
The fight for working people is in my bones. I will never leave your side.
Decided tonight to end my quest for the presidency.
For complete, in-depth team coverage of the 2004 vote, it's News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Life is good. Enjoy yourself. It's Swim and Leisure.
One of the best things about Ace Swim and Leisure is you don't ever have to wait for a sale, because Ace Swim and Leisure's prices are always the guaranteed lowest. But now, if you just so happen to be in the market for a pool table, gas, or wood stove, Ace Swim and Leisure is going to save you more than usual. Because right now, we're closing out last year's pool tables, wood stoves, and gas stoves. And while we aren't making a big old hairy deal out of it, you will save some serious money if you get here before the last of them are gone. Get some pretty serious preseason pool and spa savings, too. Ace Swim and Leisure. See him today. You'll always get our full attention, never feel any pressure, or get a blank stare when you ask a proper question.
Life is good. Enjoy yourself. Ace Swim and Leisure.
Ace Swim and Leisure. Winton Place, Chi-Lai Avenue, Empire Boulevard, and North Greece Road.
It's cold out there, and you need more sweaters, and coats, and gloves. Baby needs new boots, but there's a problem. The discount store selections are usually a choice between A and A. The department stores have a good selection, but have you seen the prices? Woo! Well, at the 10 area Salvation Army thrift stores, you'll get a great selection at reasonable prices. And we're talking top quality, name brand stuff. Not only winter gear, but furniture, appliances, you name it. No junk. And as a bonus, the money you spend at the Salvation Army thrift stores stays right here in Rochester, supporting the Salvation Army's Adult Rehabilitation Center. Find just what you're looking for and give back to your community at the same time. It's a win-win. The Salvation Army thrift stores in Irondequoit, West Ave, Batavia, Newark, Geneva, Canandaigua, Dansville, Hornell, and the huge Salvation Army Superstore, Elmridge Plaza in Greene.
Everybody
wins. Forget the March wins. Think March Madness. For now, you can make it March Gladness by sending those great Zweigels Hots to someone on campus. Red ones, white ones, Zweigels Hots will keep the party going with pleasant thoughts of home. Zweigels, famous for meat products since 1880, will deliver anywhere in the continental USA within 3 days, guaranteed. Now, to order your Zweigels March Madness gift pack, click on wham1180.com or call Calabresella's New York Style Deli at 235-7860.
The following is a real conversation between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber. It took place on October 24th, 2003.
OnStar Center, this is Leticia. How may I help you?
Hi, Leticia. I locked my keys in my car.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. I'll be happy to help you. Do you have your OnStar account number?
719.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Is your vehicle currently running?
No.
We'll call you in approximately 10 minutes.
Great, thank you.
OnStar is available on 51 GM models, including the Hummer H2. To learn more, visit your Hummer dealer or Hummer.com.
This is Kristen.
This is Chris calling from OnStar. I'm just calling back to verify that the vehicle is unlocked.
Okay, let me check. Just a minute.
Take your time.
Yes, it is unlocked.
Okay.
Can you tell me how many calls like this you get a day?
A lot.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better. I'm not the only one getting my lesson in human error today. Yeah. Thank you so much. You're a lifesaver.
No problem. That's what we're here for.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Listen to the Wham Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Breaking Service and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Fusillo.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites, and Tony has something to say to Larry from Soda.
Kicking it around here.
Yeah, we've been thinking about this, and probably, you didn't mention the operating system he was running, is probably running Windows ME or XP, which has System Restore. And it seems...
Even 2000
or any of those, and it's probably getting itself restored back into the system. Because, you know, most newer antivirus programs do check for that. But here is a link, and due to the wonders of modern science, this being as the show is archived, I won't have to spell it out.
Steve's going to put it as a link in the show.
Yeah, this is evil. https://securityresponse.semantic.com/avcenter/venc/data/backdoor.ranky, that's ranky.c.html.
And see, Steve's not going to have a problem like that because all of the Macintosh version numbers
That's a shift,
are that
a
long. Shift left elbow. Exactly.
Yeah, but there's detailed removal instructions. It's, you know, it's if your antivirus program is not grabbing this thing, here's your bigger hammer, sir.
Yeah, thing of it is, though, that virus is not new. That's been out since October, which tends to make me believe that he hasn't been keeping up with his antivirus software, because if he had, that would have never even gotten on his machine.
Quite possibly, but it's
not. No, that's a definite. I can guarantee. I see it daily. These folks will sit there, well, I run my antivirus. I run a scan every week. And I get the machines, and the first thing I do is I look at their DAT files. How old are they?
Yeah.
If they're more than 2 weeks old, we do a full update and scan the machine, and then I run SpyBot and Antiware. Mm-hmm. It's become a routine thing that we're doing right now on all the machines coming in because they're literally loaded.
Isn't that
pathetic? As I mentioned, I was talking to the guys before the show, I found a machine this week that had a spy program that prevented Adware from removing it. So I actually had to run SpyBot first to delete what it found, and then Adware could remove even more.
That's fascinating.
I'm only up to 700 on a single machine. I'm nowhere near your record yet.
Dan still holds the record of 1,075, and the machine had only been online for a little over a week and a half, and I also removed 9 viruses.
Nice. Whoever that was, good job. Our next caller is Steve from Hilton, New York.
Record, though.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. What's up?
Nothing much. I just got a question about Pentium 4s and how they're so expensive, and they're a little bit slower than an AMD processor.
Okay.
Why should everybody wants a Pentium 4, but, you know, why...
Not everybody.
No, it depends on
people that know better know better. Most people don't know better.
What this really is, Steve, is a triumph of marketing.
And a religious issue.
Now, the Intel product is a very good product. I'm not saying it isn't, but you're right. It's more expensive and a tad slower for many things
than
AMD is.
Unless you're doing floating point intensive work, like re-rendering video or doing any kind of that. Intel has, at this point, as of this writing, has a better floating point algorithm in its processor core.
But whereas AMD and their XP chip, what they call their 2500 and 2400 plus chip,
yep.
All right, even though it says it's a 2400, what the XP chip has done is say a normal chip in the Intel 4 category, the same, say a 2.4,
mm-hmm.
say that does 60 tasks per cycle. What AMD has done is slipped in another task. So every cycle, instead of doing 60 tasks, it's doing 61. But it's still rated as a 2.4 chip versus the Intel.
And that's one of the ways that the IBM and Motorola processors can run faster at slower speeds. The IBM G5 can do 215 instructions on one cycle.
Right.
It only runs at 2 gigahertz, and it's faster than a Pentium at 4 gigahertz.
And like a big Spark chip will run.
They're just slipping in those extra tasks.
What really is, as Nick was saying, is marketing, is that every time you see a Dell ad and that little Pentium logo comes up, Intel paid Dell to put that logo on.
Right.
So, of course,
or the Blue Men, like they had.
Yeah. Right. And what we have to find is some way to change the designation, because it's not clock cycles anymore. They don't matter.
Right. There actually was a forum review I read this week where all the chip vendors were getting together, and they want to stop using megahertz as a performance measurement.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody except Intel. Oh, yeah, we're going to break 4 gigahertz at the end of this year.
Who cares?
And everyone else is saying it doesn't matter. You know, the Sparks, the Itaniums, the AMDs,
Bogomips.
Bogomips. Yeah, now, what we're actually talking about is the average desktop PC. When you get into server chipsets, all bets are off.
Right.
Because when you get into Xeons, the hyper-threading technology in Xeons, that's another ballgame entirely. And until I get a chance to really look at how the Opterons perform, for x86 work, Intel is still head and shoulders the best.
Well, yeah, we had a couple of folks at work who had who each bought 400 megahertz Xeons for their desktops at one a couple of years ago. This is a couple of years ago when that was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And they just gave them up for regular PCs, 1800, whatever, AMDs, whatever. They're running much faster. They're happy. I took the two Xeons. I'm real happy because I'm using them for servers, and my life is good. We're going to take a quick break back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla. What's your name again? Oh, yeah, Rob Linton and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Get ready, Rochester. The open road starts here. For 4 days only, the world's best motorhomes are coming to town for the 2004 RV and Camping Show, February 19th through the 22nd at the Total Sports Experience, 880 Elm Grove Road, just off the 490 and 531. If you go to just one RV event this year, this is it. Check out the latest and greatest RVs, motorhomes, travel trailers, and tent campers with more floor plans than ever. Special financing, exclusive factory incentives, and great prizes. All this plus free admission, free parking, and a whole lot more. Like a free gift, RV purchasers at the show can receive Dirt Motorsports passes or Six Flags Darien Lake site rental and theme park tickets. RV lovers, you can't afford to miss the Rochester RV and Camping Show. 4 days only, February 19th through the 22nd. Special preview night, Thursday, 5 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9 p.m. Sunday, 9 to 5. Just down the road at the Total Sports Experience. 880 Elm Grove Road, off Route 490 and 531.
Hello, I'm Leslie Nielsen. One of the things I love most about Toronto is its restaurants. Some of the world's best cuisine, ranging from the familiar to the exotic, and all in one city. I'll tell you one thing, I never leave hungry. Waiter?
Yes?
I'll have what that man is having.
What, a fight with his wife?
With mashed potatoes, please.
Once again, it's time for a little Toronto. This amazing new package includes a ticket to The Producers or Mamma Mia. A great dinner, a great hotel, and a great attraction from $118 U.S. Some conditions apply. Call 1-800-499-2554 or visit torontotourism.com to book your getaway today.
And I see we're all finished. How was dinner, sir?
The steak was a little tough.
You had lobster.
That explains pretty much everything.
Can I take your bib?
I'll wear it home, thank you.
Visit torontotourism.com for more details. It's time for a little Toronto.
Wham remembers longtime colleague and friend, Bill Klein.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
We're back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Placilla.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And it's Soundbites. Our next caller is KC from Rochester, New York. Welcome,
no, I don't
KC.
Think this is my bird.
No, no, he has a parrot named KC, but I doubt this is the parrot. KC?
No, it's not the parrot. Hi, nope. Guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Want a cracker? No, go ahead.
My name is Polly, maybe. I want to welcome Dave to the neighborhood, and I got a question about some RAM.
Oh, that KC.
I'm running Windows 98 SE. And I've got 512 megabytes in my machine, and I think I had heard you guys say once before you'd actually get better performance and faster performance if it was only running at 256.
Actually, 128 is more than enough. What processor do you have in that machine?
It's a Celeron 500.
Okay, for Windows 98, yes, that is the case. It's
take it up to Windows XP.
If you really want to use all your RAM for the system. Windows, the older iterations of Windows based on DOS had a physical limitation in the code structure that did not allow them to fully utilize anything more than 256 megs of RAM in kernel space. Yep. Now, that doesn't mean applications like Photoshop or something couldn't see the RAM.
Right.
But Windows wouldn't use it. It saw 256, and if it needed to allocate more memory, it would swap. So it's actually the way the code
very
is written.
Very inefficient use.
Yeah, it's the way the code is written.
So. Right. Whereas XP, you could throw a gig at it, and it'll use every bit of it.
In XP, right. Is this why sometimes I see my system resources drop off real quickly?
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, in the DOS-based versions of Windows, you only have a 64K
heap
for, and that's your system resources. It doesn't matter how much RAM you have, only 64K of heap for system resources. For things like pointers to files, pointers to what's open, pointers to windows, things like that.
Icons.
Icons. Every icon on your desktop takes up room in that heap. You only got 64K.
And Windows 98 has the memory leak, and sometimes I've seen where the going beyond that 256, it can more or less speed it up that you have to reboot the machine because the memory leaks are worse.
Yep. So moving up to XP is probably your best bet.
Does that plug the memory leak?
Everything.
Yes.
Well, it slows it down mostly.
No, it goes.
No, not to 500.
It goes to NTFS format, which slows down the leak.
Oh, slows down the leak. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. We'll see you soon. That was nice. Our next caller is Pat from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Pat. What's your question?
Hello.
Hello, Pat.
Yeah. Hi. Got a question. My Internet Explorer keeps on freezing. It's Windows 98 Second Edition, and it just I'll go 10, 12 web pages, and all of a sudden it just blocks the computer up.
Is it IE 5 or 6?
Internet Explorer 6.
And you're running antivirus and the Adaware and SpyBot?
I haven't been using SpyBot, but I have been using Adaware.
What about antivirus?
McAfee.
And it's up to date?
Up to date, yeah.
I would definitely go with Adaware. SpyBot just looks at the registry, whereas Adaware looks at somewhat the registry and then will then go after programs.
That's why we say people should use both. Adaware goes wide. SpyBot goes deep.
One of the other things to do to check is this, and this is typical for any browser, is to take a look at the cache, the temporary web pages, or your cached web pages.
I cleaned
them
out.
You did clean them out, okay.
Yeah. I've done everything I can possibly think of.
Does this happen all the time or only on specific sites?
It happens. It seems like it happens on Java. Some days it's worse than others.
But it happens a lot on Java.
A lot of Java-rich sites, I think.
Yeah. Which Java runtime environment are you using?
He's on 98SE. I bet he's using the one that's built into 98SE.
Yeah. Yeah,
which the problem with that is Java has moved on in the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Java.sun.com.
Java.sun.com.
You will see a link on the right-hand side to download a JRE for Windows, which is a Java runtime environment. I think the latest iteration is 1.4.2.
And that does run with 98SE.
It does run with 98SE. Do not go for the 1.5. That's just beta right now. It's purely for developers for an API. But the 1.4.2 is really the issue. If you're probably, I think the JRE for Windows at that with like a 1.2 compliant.
Yeah.
And you're going to run into websites that are using Java or iterations thereof that are going to have calls that the browser simply doesn't understand.
And that's what's happening to you.
So give that update a try and let us know.
Okay.
All right. Okey-doke.
Thanks.
Thanks, Pat. It is tough, but you got to remember that's 4 years old, which means it was written 5 or 6 years ago, and stuff has moved on.
And wasn't there an update from Windows that took their iteration of Java out of?
Yes.
No, they stopped calling it Java, and that's now the Microsoft Virtual Machine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But they took the whole thing out. Yeah. Didn't they do that?
Yeah, because of the problems they were having with Sun and the questions of copyright and stuff.
And around they went.
Yep. Our next caller is John from Henrietta, New York. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Yeah, I don't have a computer problem, but I got a printer problem.
Okay.
I have a Hewlett-Packard inkjet printer.
Do you know the model?
Pardon me?
Do you know the model?
No, I don't have. I'm not by it right
not
now. But the problem, I print pictures off it, and the pictures come out really, really good. Mm-hmm. And went to change the ink cartridge, and I got the right ink cartridge for the printer, for the model number of the printer that I have and everything.
Yep.
And put the ink cartridge in, and all the pictures started coming out pink. You know why that would be? I actually cleaned the cartridge. I put it back in.
Did you do an alignment? An alignment test?
No, I didn't do that yet.
What you want to do is go into the HP tools.
Okay.
And it has a, quite often, depending on the brand of HP, sometimes you have to do what they call the install of a new cartridge. So you got to do an alignment test, and that resets everything back up.
And sometimes there's even a color calibration test.
Yes, and do those, and I think that might solve your issue.
And that you don't think that the printer's shot or anything like that? Or?
It's unlikely. Try this first.
Try that first.
If you're very unlucky, it was a bad ink cartridge and it did mess up the printer.
Okay, but that, so it's called a what again? An alignment test?
Yeah, within the HP tools, you'll see it. You'll see it in there.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
There are definite rites of passage in a woman's life. Her first pedigree pooch.
Extraordinary and expensive.
Her first tennis bracelet.
Extraordinary and very expensive.
And Messner carpeting.
Extraordinary flooring, but at an ordinary price.
Yes, Messner does have extraordinary carpets, rugs, and flooring, but at ordinary prices. You'll love the extraordinary service, too. Just like customer Carol Basner from Penfield.
What they did is they came to my house and helped me pick out rugs while they were in my house. I just felt totally comfortable with the quality I was getting from Messner's, the service that was behind it, and the price that I was given.
Save up to half price on everything in the store at Messner. It's the store-wide winter sale with up to 50% off everything now at Messner Carpet Rugs and Flooring, 19 Monroe Avenue in Pittsburgh. Extraordinary flooring, ordinary prices.
The Weekend, powered by Patrick Jeep.
Looking for a new car or truck? Now's the time to get revved up at the Randall Farnsworth Automotive Group. GM has challenged us to sell 87 more new cars and trucks by February 29th. So we're racing ahead of the pack with better deals than ever. No matter which GM make or model you're looking for, right now, Randall Farnsworth has the best prices, rebates, and incentives anywhere. It's all over at the end of the month, so don't miss your chance to drive away a winner. Be sure to register to win a 42-inch plasma TV only at Randall Farnsworth. And stop by to push the GM hot button for your chance to win a new car or truck. See us on Rochester Road in Canandaigua. Randall Pontiac Buick GMC. Fuel for the soul. Farnsworth Chevrolet Oldsmobile Cadillac. An American Revolution. Or visit Randall Chevrolet in Victor. And check us out at FarnsworthGroup.com.
Wham's Bob Matthews.
Those pesky New Jersey Nets.
Weeknight, 6 till 8.
They laid down and died like dogs to get rid of Byron Scott.
On the sports leader.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
News Radio 1180 WHAM. 50,000 watts.
Huh.
I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Placilla.
I'm Rob Linton. And we're back with Soundbites and talking to Bob from Fairport, New York. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Question on firewalls. Is there a no-charge version that you could recommend?
Sure. One of our favorites is Zone Alarm from ZoneLabs.com. There are multiple versions, one of which is free. I will tell you that they keep changing where it is, and they try to hide it on you. But there really is a free version on their site that you can download. What's interesting about Zone Alarm is that it's not like most it is like most firewalls. It prevents stuff from coming in. But unlike most firewalls, it also prevents stuff from getting out. So when you first install it, it's a tad annoying. For example, you go to get your email, and it'll pop up and say, Eudora's trying to go to the Internet. Is this okay? And you can say, yes, it's okay for Eudora to go to the Internet. And remember that.
Some of them are tricky. Microsoft Outlook Express, the actual file name is MSIMN. So you're going to get this thing that pops up and says MSIMN wants to see the Internet. And you go, I don't know what that is.
Right,
cancel
because
it.
Originally it was called Microsoft Internet Mail and News.
Right, so you're going to say, I don't know what it is, no, and you're going to stop getting your email. So it's easy to misconfigure.
Yeah, but, well, of course, you don't want to be using...
Is there a choice, too?
Anyway. Not really. Not for a good firewall that's free.
The thing of it is if you accidentally put something in there, you can open up Zone Alarm, look at your list, and if something you put in there you don't want, you can click on it once and then say remove. So if it's stopping you from getting, you know, out to some particular site, by removing that one blockage, it'll let you back out.
Yeah, you can edit the list and remove things.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually pretty easy. It's all graphical. It's a real nice product.
Very easy to use.
Well, see, the reason I was asking is Roadrunner recently sent out some freebies, and one of them is a firewall and antivirus combination, I believe. It's called eTrust Easy Armor.
Yes, it's
now,
from
I don't know if I can get those separately, because it wants me, if I briefly looked at it, and it says if you already have an antivirus, you have to, you know,
uninstall it.
But I'm currently running Norton antivirus, which I didn't want to uninstall to put this one in.
Right.
eTrust is well thought of, but if you're looking to keep what you've got and then add a firewall, check out Zone Alarm. It really is a good product.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a bit of a pain in the neck the first time you run any product.
Well, it's got to go through a learning
process. But so what? You do it once and you know you're protected. You know, how much is that worth? A couple minutes of your time? Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, fellas.
Okie doke.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next caller is Howard from Victor. Welcome, Howard. What's your question?
Hi there. I was wondering if I had any ability as a parent to monitor email access of my children. I understand that they may have an email address, you know, let's say on Yahoo or MSN, but I'm not necessarily able to identify whether they may have other outside email addresses. And I'm wondering if there's a way to log on to the computer and identify where they may have been or what other email addresses they may log on to.
There are a couple of things you can do, and this, you know, this gets into a bunch of different things. I won't get into the whole, you know, I'm a parent, I have kids, our computer's in the living room. That's where the kids live.
Right, right.
What operating system?
Microsoft 2000.
Windows 2000. There are a couple of products that track keystrokes, and they're allow parents to monitor what, where, when, why, and how their children have gone. And if you're using one of the NT-based ones, the administrator installs it and has the password. And make sure your kids have their own accounts on NT, and they don't have administrator privileges. They just have user privileges, not even power user privileges. So then you can monitor everything that they can do.
What's nice about that, by the way, is if you give them only user access, they can't install new software.
To get around, yeah.
Which is good. You don't want them to be able to do that.
Or set up other email accounts in, like, Outlook
right.
Express.
Right. But they could still use webmail and log into anywhere you want. You'd have to go through your browser history to see where they've been.
Do that. Do me a favor. Email us. There's an email address on the website, and Dave can send you a lot more information about this. Because we're done. I apologize. We're done for the week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, and Rob Linton for a great week. Thank you all. It's always a joy to have Tony here. I have to say that. For everybody at 1180 WHM, well, maybe not for everybody. I don't know how they all feel. But anyway, I'm Nick Francesco, and we'll see you back here next week. Thanks.